welcome to the Laura Canfield Show, the Awaken to Happiness Now Global Series. Thank you so much for being here with us today. I'm so excited to have my good friend Brian Rawls with us, and it's going to be a high-vibe call, like I said. So you definitely want to grab some water, grab something to drink, grab a comfy seat, and grab your questions. So like I said, Brian's going to be taking some live caller questions, so you can hit star 2 to raise your hand, or you can submit a question on the Q&A. So today, Brian's going to be talking about and doing, for all of us, some prosperity activations for abundance. So some of the activations that he's going to be doing are the currency activation. We'll find out more about that, but it's about stacking currency symbols along the Shushumna. The infinite possibilities activation, light language to disconnect you from limitation codes. Sequencing activation brings in DNA upgrades for the year 2017 to align with your success, and blessings from the elders. So, like I said, high vibe, lots of activations. So I'm so looking forward to it. For those of you who don't know Brian, he's been on our show a couple of times, or feels like a few times. Anyways, always so much fun. And I've worked with Brian myself. And he's amazing, amazing. So you definitely want to, if you can get a chance to work with him, you definitely want to. I actually, you know, I was recommending him to my aunt, and I'll be honest, my aunt does not know anything about psychics, intuitives, people who do light language or anything like that. So when I started to describe Brian, she's like, oh, well, I don't even know what to ask. And it's like, okay, never mind. I'll ask Brian for you. Because it's like, it was like way out of her comfort zone, way out of her sphere. But, you know, I've had sessions with Brian and I've talked to him many times, and he's so compassionate and he's so caring and he is so giving and generous in the session and beyond. You know, and he gives you way more than what you think you're going to get or what you think you need. I mean, just amazing, amazing, wonderful, wonderful guy, really super, super talented. And he's been doing this for a long time. So it's like, whenever I can get him on, I'm so excited, because I always know that it's going to be a fantastic show, wonderful wisdom, wonderful activations and energy coming from a place of sincerity and integrity. So I'm so glad that Brian's with us here. So right now I invite all of you to just open up your heart, get centered in your heart. We're going to open up the circle, which I've now started calling the Radiant Light Healing Circle. We're going to open it up. I've called in my guides and angels and my team, and I can already feel their energy flowing to us and to everybody else who's listening now or who'll listen later. So just be open to receiving, and during this session with Brian, to be open to receiving his teachings, his wisdom, his energy and activations, and from time to time, tap into your heart space and radiate that love out to your loved ones, your family, your friends, and to yourself. We all can use extra support right now, right? Extra love. Just send those blessings, send that unconditional love to everyone that you know and can think of, as well as the planet and your pets and to yourself, okay? So just come back into your heart space, open up your hearts, and let's welcome Brian to the show. Brian, welcome. I'm so glad you're here.
Hey, Alara, and hello everyone that is joining us today, and thank you for joining us. It's been a hell of a few weeks, and the energy is intense and amazing in many different faceted ways, and the energy is just going to get even more intense from here on out. So put on them, tie up them shoestrings, and make sure I don't blow your shoes off. So. So just kind of prepare for a very high vibrational call, and I would highly suggest water and maybe a quartz crystal to kind of amplify the energies for you. And for those of you that do not know much about me, Larry, you want me to tell them a little bit about myself?
Yes, please. That would be great. Thank you.
Okay. Well, I am an eighth generation psychic medium. I come from a long line of healers, witches, and psychics and mediums. My grandmother that passed away in that just passed away in 2005, 2006, in between there. She was a professional medium at her Countersport, Pennsylvania. And I used to sit on her lap when she was giving reading. but I am the first male in my line that has received the gifts that have been bestowed upon my family and bestowed upon me. Obviously, we each receive gifts, and we each have amplified gifts along our line. But I'm the first one with first one of the males that have had this particular or these particular abilities, because I am holding the divine feminine principle in form. And with that, basically the energies are very, very intense when I bring through my guides, the angels, the ascended masters, and the galactic beings that I work with. I started hearing spirit when I was 7 years old, and after I heard spirit, I kind of became kind of sort of like a misfit in school, always talking to people that weren't there and didn't have these particular abilities to see these folks that I was talking to. And all of a sudden, I was reprimanded in school for talking to these folks that were not there. And I obviously got called weird and all that. And then I went to my grandmother and my aunt, who sat there and explained our gifts to us, or our gifts to me. And then from then on out, my grandmother drilled, and when I'm talking about drilled, I mean literally drilled the tarot in my brain. And every morning when I put my feet on the ground and walked into the kitchen to eat breakfast, she'd show up or throw up a tarot card, and she would say, "You ain't getting up from this table until you tell me what this card means." And if I didn't tell her what that card meant, I didn't get up from the table. So, and she would normally take me to school because it took me so long. So, yeah, my grandmother and my aunt were very, very, a very, very big impact on my life. And these outrageously amazing guides just began to download me and encompass me with so much light and so many codes that I started out doing psychic hotlines and making my living that way, as well as also going to school to be a nurse and a CNA. And obviously the whole nursing career or nursing situation got a little bit too much for me, because I was taking my clients home with me, basically. And then I heard the call for spirit, and the call to spirit was, it is time for you to get out of the corporate business and go full-time on your spiritual path. I was like, okay. So from then on out, I woke up every morning and I asked Mother, Father, God, or Creator to attract the clients to me that were in alignment with my path. And so far, so good. It's been absolutely an amazing journey with this light language coming through, with all these different types of codings coming through. It's just been an amazing ride. Mm-hmm. That's a little bit about me.
Yes, thank you, Brian. Yeah, and so, you know, we only talked about a few of the things that Brian does, but, I mean, he did a plethora of tools that he has under his belt. And he's done sacred activations, just like I have. He's done all sorts of like angel work, fairy work, if you name it, Brian has done it. So there's nothing that he can't tackle. You know, so when you go to him for a session for a reading of some sort, you know, he has a bajillion tools that he uses to help you, to assist you, to facilitate what you need. So today, you know, we're talking about prosperity. You know, we're talking about living your prosperous life and what that means, right? And so Brian's going to be doing some activations for us using, I'm assuming you're going to use light language as well, right? For definitely the second one, the infinite possibilities activation. But for those people who may not know what light language is or how you receive it, Brian, do you want to just quickly mention that?
Yes, light language is basically the mother tongue, okay? Obviously, there's many different dialects to light language, but light language speaks directly to the soul. And obviously, a lot of people say, well, what does it mean, or what does it, what's it interpreted to? Well, interpretation is basically up for the soul. The soul basically feels through the vibration, feels through the frequency of the light language and who's channeling the light language. I personally channel over 175 different dialects of light language, which I use mostly the mother tongue the most. But it speaks to the DNA, it speaks to the cells, it speaks to the molecules within the body. And speaks directly to the human DNA and the galactic DNA, opening up both the all the books of knowledge, such as the Book of Akashic Records, the Book of Sahara, which is a universal record that is from a universal soul group that I am a part of, and these. The light language that comes forth, it basically instills and downloads the correct frequency, correct vibration that is in alignment with your higher self and your higher wisdom. So light language is multifaceted, multidimensional, and speaks through all seven layers of the auric field, as well as body, mind, and spirit.
Beautiful. Thank you. All right. So let's, we have some people with their hands raised and we have some questions on the Q&A. So, Brian, you're going to take some caller questions a little bit later, right?
Yes, a little bit later. But what I would like to do to begin with is I would like to start off with the currency activation. The currency activation is basically... you start off by visualizing the all different types of currencies, like the pound, the peso, I don't know all the currency names and stuff, but
mm-hmm.
These are all types of, yeah, the euros, the pence, and all that type of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But visualize all that around your energy field, and what each of them want to do as I speak the light language. They're going to stack up on the Shushumna, literally like say, for instance, a stack of pennies, all
mm-hmm.
right? These stacks of currency sigils, they are going to, or sigils, insignias, they are going to download right into the Shushumna, which will automatically allow for you to be abundant in all currencies, okay?
Nice.
So... So basically, take a deep breath in, get your visualization to where you have as many currencies as you can visualize in your auric field, and we're going to start the code sequencing to stack them on the Shushumna. Take a deep breath in and just listen to my voice.
Nenorin vikina, tewa takuri, daieste sentiar. Demo una katarian tehekin, ustasi apataar, menu una katarian e temo. E lo frombattiste, sempre e dor, nani e geni a taharem eno opuna, e sandiata aram behestendu. Nani e ne curiam tahimantia, e santuria tahike estempia tahim, e lorium duuk, natia te hescendu, wokanahim, ileam pahayet eleam dehesim.
And deep breath in. Bring that energy up and through your root chakra, your sacral, your solar plexus, your heart, your throat, your third eye, down into your well of dreams at the back of the head, up and out the crown chakra, doubling back into the fourth eye, beaming down into the pineal gland, all the way down the Shushumna, back to the nasal blueprint at the perineum. And take a deep breath in. And that was the currency activation. That currency activation will probably take about maybe 6 to 12 hours for it to fully integrate.
That was powerful. Thank you. I felt so much energy during that one. That was amazing. Thank you.
You are very, very welcome.
Whew. Yeah, thank you. Wow.
Now, I would probably recommend that we possibly take a phone caller in between activations, because some people will need a little bit of adjusting while I'm answering questions before we go on to next activations.
Perfect. All right, so we'll go to the phone lines, and we'll go to the phone number ending in 5363. I'm going to unmute you 1 second. Hello?
Thank you so much.
Hi, who's this?
Hi, my name is Charlene.
Hi, Charlene.
Hey, Charlene.
Hey, I am feeling so kind of adrift. I've inherited my mother's house. I'm going through a lot of stuff. I am having difficulty getting the energy up to create the space to serve my own gifts. And I have a lot of sorrow that keeps washing through me. I don't really know quite what direction to move in. And I would love any input that you can give me. I've been very empathic my whole life and worked with my own psychic gifts. I work as an artist. I work backstage dressing actors. I've been a punk rock singer and done a lot of poetry writing and reading. And I'm just feeling kind of lost. And I have a new dog, and he's really wonderful. But it's like really different energy. Help.
Okay, darling. So let me tell you a little bit real quick about the whole intense, immense feeling that you're feeling. And I'm feeling it as well. It's almost like an overwhelming feeling and feeling like you're pressed for time or running out of time. This energy here is directly related to the window that we are in. From February 10th of 2017 to February 26th of 2017, this is the window of opportunity. Okay, this is the window that a lot of people are feeling like they're stuck on. No, it's really just their body acclimating, all right? Their body acclimating and trying to adjust to the high frequency code sequencing that we are going through at this moment, especially around the third eye and the crown chakra. I know a lot of people have been kind of being blown off of being grounded, and then some folks are getting nauseous with it. Some folks are just having hellacious headaches. So one of the things that I am seeing with you is it's not that you're stuck, sweetie. It's more like you are. And this is what you call integration time, all right? Your body is trying to take everything that you have learned and that you have in your toolbox, and it's trying to, or your body's trying to align and bring into alignment the frequencies that you're working with and are going to be working with, all right? Creator is telling me that this is, your creative expression and how you create things with your hands. You're basically a pure, pristine channel, and use that to your advantage, because what I keep on seeing you do is I'm seeing you do kind of like soul portraits. And I don't know exactly if you already do this, but I'm seeing that you have someone in front of you. You're sitting at it's not like it's even an easel or anything like that. It's more like you have your canvas propped up like on a windowsill, and the person's in sunshiny area in the room, and you're painting almost like the auric field, but it's not necessarily that egg-shaped auric field. It's the energy around them. What I'm seeing on the canvas is actually, it almost looks like a motherboard. And this motherboard energy looks like it's how the body connects, or how you see the body connects. All right? And that's what's so neat about you is individuality. You're a unique individual. So what I would like to do is I would like to call an Ilegwa. Ilegwa is a gatekeeper, which kind of opens the road for you, or kind of smooths the path for you. So what I would like to do is call in the Ilegwa and kind of open that road a little bit wider, because it's just narrow. You're not really stuck or anything. It's just you're having a little bit of issue with stumbling over rocks and stuff. Okay? So we're just going to clean out your path, And we're also going to activate the path that you haven't started traveling yet. Okay?
Okay.
All right. So just take a deep breath in. And take a deep breath in and bring that energy up and through your root chakra, your sacral, your solar plexus, your heart, your throat, your third eye, down into your well of dreams at the back of the head, up and out the crown chakra, double back into the fourth eye, and down into the pineal gland, all the way down to your chakra. Activating the A-cell blooper at the perineum. And take a deep breath in. I also want to tell you real quick, there was a female voice that came in, and basically the message was, do not worry about that stuck feeling. That stuck feeling will pass by the spring equinox. Okay, and for some reason I keep on hearing you need to honor the equinox. You need to honor the equinox. The divine feminine has something to give you. Okay, and you will receive it on the equinox.
Knock, knock.
How are you doing, Charlene?
Thank you. I feel that very deeply, and I have to share this little joke with you. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Equa.
Equa. Who?
Equinox.
Love it. Love it.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank
you.
You
are very welcome, dear.
Thank you, Charlene.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Yeah. And, you know, a lot of people may be feeling that right now, too, right, Brian? Not just Charlene. Other people may be also experiencing that feeling.
Yes.
Of being stuck
a lot
or lost.
Of folks, yes, yeah. A lot of folks are dealing with that stuck feeling and that feeling of almost feeling like your head's in a vice grip. And that's just the intensity of the codes that are coming in. So all of y'all would say, if you don't have neodymium magnets yet, get you some, because those magnets put in your shoes, one underneath the big toe, one underneath the baby toe, and then one on the heel in your shoes. Walk around on them for a little bit, and oh, my God, you will not believe the grounding effects that neodymium magnets do for you. It's absolutely wonderful.
Can you spell that, Brian, just in case people don't know what that is?
N-E-O hyphen D-Y-N-A-M-I-U-M.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. And because I know that a lot of us who are on these calls are challenged with grounding, right? We can sometimes
yes.
feel ungrounded, right? And no matter what we do, it's like, I'm not feeling it. So maybe that'll help, right?
Yes, and well, if we do have time after finishing the planned activations, if we do
mm-hmm.
have time, I will do a reestablishment of everybody's grounding cords for them, if they would like.
Oh, perfect. Okay, wonderful. Thank you.
Yay.
Okay. So would you like to go on to a next activation?
Yep.
All right. So let's do the infinite possibilities activation. This cuts you fully off from limitation,
mm-hmm.
okay? This is one powerful activation because it brings in the frequency of kyanite to cut cords, also
mm-hmm.
Brings in the energy of stibilianite. It's a sister stone to kyanite. It's black, and it helps you with cutting cords of limitation around prosperity.
Mm-hmm.
So it's called stibinite or stalibinite, something like that. But it's a sister stone to kyanite. But just take a deep breath in, and I want you to just allow for the energy to flow around the heart chakra. That's where a lot of limitation lies, as well as also limitation lying within the solar plexus and the sacral. So just allow for that those energies, and you may start seeing kind of like a hula hoop start spinning around the spot that is being removed of all limitation. So just take a deep breath in. And
Thank you.
Tayim. Espero ko Orion Tayim. Ina makaya ne ewa. Dosa putohim. Deno mako Tayim. Arion teho. Kasto humaki. Deno Orion Tayim ne emoa. Dejenti aka. Lendo wok un aka te esemu. Tafine ki ata ishte zena vaki ata na ayano o. Toku tayin. Enor en la meani es eno. Ewanakian.
Take a deep breath in. Bringing that energy up and through your root chakra, your sacral, your solar plexus, your heart, your throat, your third eye, down into your well adrenal, at the back of the head, up and out the crown chakra. Doubling back into the fourth eye, maybe down into the pineal gland, all the way down the shushana. Activating the eighth cell blueprint at the perineum. And deep breath in. All right, how you feeling, Alara?
Good, good. Thank you. Yeah, I'm feeling my whole heart center really expanding even more. I'm feeling it mostly in the front. Definitely some activity happening for sure.
And you can also facilitate some of the karmic clearing around prosperity with Oya Nakia. It is a light language mantra that you use to remove karmic bands around almost any particular program or any particular type of karma. It's just simple as OYAHNAHKIAH, Oya Nakia.
Mm. Oya Nakia. Oh, I've heard that somewhere. Yeah, Oya Nakia. Okay, perfect. Thank you.
You are very welcome. Now, yes, so the disconnect you from the limitation, that energy is probably going to take about 8 to 9 hours for it to fully integrate. So a full 8-hour shift will help you with that.
Okay, great. all right, so how about we take a question from the Q&A, Brian?
Sure thing.
So this question is from Marga in the Netherlands, and she says, the last weeks I feel disconnected with everything, as if my whole past has been erased, as if I am hanging in between. I'm not able to pray or to meditate. Has it to do with the energies of my home mate or with the cosmic energy changes of the moon, eclipse, and sun eclipse? You know how much I appreciate and love you. You're so precious to me. Yeah, and lots of love and gratitude to you. Yeah.
Okay, Marga. So what I'm picking up here, dear, is that it's a little bit of both. It's a little bit of your environment, a little bit of cosmic energies. Cosmic energies is it's all about upgrades, and it's all about new energies coming into play. Now, with your environment, we done spoke about that, and I will highly, highly recommend that. With the energy of your environment, I can probably imagine that you've already tried saging and Palo Santo and all that good stuff. Try putting some more or doing some more Palo Santo and some more sage, and then put you some orange slices in some ice water, and then sit in the center of the room, and then place your left hand over the bowl of oranges and say, I command for the sweetness to return back to this room and to this house. And then just allow for the energy to flow. And if you get whiffs of oranges every so often, that means that the fairies or the house brownie is basically distributing the sweetness back into the air.
Nice.
Okay. But overall, Marga, I will tell you that the energy around the feeling of being stuck and blocked and almost like your whole life's been erased, you might want to be very aware for the next couple of days, because I know sometimes during eclipses and full moons and other portal openings, some people receive walk-ins. So that could be a possibility for you, Marga, that you could be getting ready to experience a walk-in. Now, a lot of people are like, walk-ins, I'm going to forget who I am. I'm going to forget my children. I'm going to forget people that I'm aware of or people that I know of. No, not necessarily. Those memories will still stay intact. It will be like your perception has changed.
Wow, powerful time.
Yes, big, big, powerful times.
Yeah.
Powerful, powerful times.
Yeah.
But I hope
good.
That has helped you, Marga, and I will be contacting you, Marga. Just be awaiting a contact from me, Marga.
Hmm. Nice. Perfect. Thank you, Marga. Okay, perfect. All right, so do you want to take another question?
Take another question if you like.
All right, so we'll go to the phone lines, and we're going to take a question from phone number ending in 1055. I'm going to mute you 1 second. Hello?
Hi, this is Bethany.
Hi, Bethany.
Hello.
Can you hear me? Okay.
Yeah.
Wow, I got to be honest, I didn't know what I was getting into when I hopped on this call today. And quite frankly, when I raised my hand, I have no particular question in mind, kind of echo a lot of what the last caller had, as well as what the Q&A person had. But I'm really just curious kind of what comes up.
All right, let's see what comes up. What's your first name here?
Bethany?
Yours. Stephanie.
Bethany.
No, it's actually Bethany. With a
Bethany.
Bethany.
Mm-hmm.
But I get like, Stephanie all the time.
Yeah.
Is it Bethany, B-E-T-H?
Yes.
Yep.
Okay.
A-N-Y.
Bethany. Okay, so I automatically, when I opened up to your energy field, I saw a Indian woman and an Indian man. Okay, not necessarily Indian, but Native American. And they are speaking that a lot of your energy is encompassed around galactic awareness and galactic knowledge because you are a starseed. And with the starseeded energies and them being experimented with now and activated at this moment and climbing the ascension ladder very quickly, I will tell you that you might want to get into some indigenous culture traditions such as like the fire ceremony, the pipe ceremony, that type stuff, because that is going to connect you and bring you back to your home frequency. Your home frequency is basically a frequency that feels familiar to you, okay? One thing that they are also showing me is that you have the Ascended Master Elmora and Melchizedek and Kutumi around you. And these three Ascended Masters are powerful in themselves. It's Melchizedek, Elmora, and Kutumi. And Melchizedek alone is basically all about attracting what you really truly desire and having an understanding of your soul's origin. Now, I also feel as if there is a lot of light trying to be acknowledged or noticed to you. And this particular energy is happening right in the throat, third eye, crown chakra area for you. With this particular energy, I'm going to facilitate a quick upgrade for you to kind of allow for the upgrading energy to flow more smoothly, because it feels like it's getting stuck at the throat chakra. Now, are you experiencing any issues with the throat here lately?
The throat tends to be kind of a sticky situation for me in general, has been for a while.
Okay, well, let's go ahead and kind of clear some energy within the throat and allow for it to have a more smoother flow to it, more of that fluidity to it, okay? So just take a deep breath in, and we are going to just open up that channel a little bit more. Take a deep breath in.
Annes tempo, oran tataim. Eluram taiste mia cantewa, tos kodohur, ni moko oran taille, defente heshakia, shankia taille elua, tanto hukurian taim, akanie ke, ros kodohim, korian tehes tempo, kastian te, Koshiata iste, do kanahim, Kalisiat nascento, koriantahim, ilian dewa kokum, desentia shatewa katai, elian pohok ur.
Deep breath. And bring that energy up and through your root chakra, your sacral, your solar plexus, your heart, your throat, your third eye, down into your well of dreams at the back of the head, up and out the crown chakra, doubling back into the fourth eye, bring it down into the pineal gland, all the way down to your chakra. Activate an eighth cell footprint at the parent. And take a deep breath in. All right, Bethany, that's going to probably take about 4 hours for it to fully integrate. I would highly suggest you drink lots of water, because you are a little bit dehydrated, not much where to be worried about or anything like that, but mm-hmm. you are a little dehydrated. Also, I will tell you, since you are a starseed, silica, darling, it will be your lifesaver. Okay?
Silica.
You can find it in an abundant form in oatmeal, or you can just go to a Whole Foods store or something along the lines of that and find mm-hmm. you some silica supplement.
That's awesome. Oh, thank you, thank you. I have such crazy energy in my throat right now and like a total opening on my crown. So that was
wonderful.
Intense and beautiful. Yeah,
wonderful.
Thank you.
So you just have a wonderful day and just allow for that energy just to flow, sweetie. I would recommend also if you're going to do any types of meditation, lay down to do your meditation and put you a quartz crystal on the throat chakra.
Thank you. I will.
Mm-hmm. You are Perfect. Very welcome, dear.
Wow.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you, Bethany. Brian knows everything. It's amazing. This is great. You know, like so many different pieces, you know, so it's like not just the crystals, but it's also the silica, it's also this, and it's also that. It's like, wow, yeah, it's amazing the information that comes through you.
Thank you. Well, it's not me, I'm just the channel.
All right, so what do you want to do now? Do you want to do the next activation or?
Yeah, let's go ahead and do the next activation. This is the code sequencing activation. This brings in the 2017 codes, which aligns you with your success. Mm-hmm. Okay, and I will tell everybody, success is simplicity. Okay, mm-hmm. Keep it simple, people. Keep it simple. Don't make it more confusing than what it really is. Okay, simple will get you a long way. Even complex will get you a long way, but I'm not with the complex stuff.
Yeah.
Where if I have to sit down and bend myself up into a pretzel just to meditate effectively, oh, hell no. But you know what I mean.
Yes, absolutely.
But the energy with this code sequencing activation, it activates more codons of the DNA, as well as also upgrading and up-leveling the DNA for the year of 2017. Where am I going? 2012? No. Bring it back up. but 2017. Mm-hmm. And like I said before, these codes, and also the portals and the stargates that are opening in 2017, these go directly with those. So these are like files or read-only files that I'm going to be downloading in your energy field, that when those portals and those stargates come about, these read-only files will basically get activated. And the portals and the stargates in 2017, the portals are the equinoxes. The stargates are the solstices.
Okay, perfect.
Okay?
Yeah.
All right, so let's do the code sequencing. All right, the code sequencing is going to be in seven codes, okay? And these seven codes, they are files that go directly into the chakras. All right, and these codes will go in the seven physical chakras, and then they'll get duplicated in the other five galactic chakras, okay? Okay, so take a deep breath in, and code sequencing is coming through now. Give me just a second.
Nedora Matias, Demia Tatea Wakadogus, Demia Metia, Naano, Koreantain. The Dorian Takaat Aiste Pian Anu, Akatain, Pione Hekia, Devate Ashta, Rompakaat, Ilian toko na ti an anwa. Nemo ko una kataas. Debi an te heke no kor. Dimian ewa no korian tahis te hetazia. Lo korian ashe. Debi ti an anu. Akata as tewa. Tok una kias. Dempiana ilian to ukur. Ilan tekti a te shante awakata ur. Janturian tahiste. Hello, Creante Himekia, Tewa Catano. Elaxiane Hescento, Orea Pake Astar. Esti an Anu Oc Orion, Eshe. Hello, Creante Himano, Tati Antilikin. Wolf Orion, Tahoko Tain. Asta Kiatewa. Uko no kori, ni mate hewa, maara paria ki en ani, estelo ukun. Hilokora ina, esha, nina, ti atua, dokuna, zibian, eshon oren, ilakoto urum, dante hekianu. Akata hist etel pakia, oran te enia. Te logorem ke te ano ulkato kuna. Elantorian penu costia, jalin het elian corian tais, ashe che sento, ashe canti, ashe anu. Take a deep breath in. Bring the energies up and through your root chakra, your sacral, your solar plexus, your heart, your throat, your third eye, down into your well of dreams at the back of the head, up and out the crown chakra, doubling back into the fourth eye, down into the head, all the way down the Shoshana. And deep breath in.
Okay, and that was the code sequencing activation for 2017.
Wow. another powerful activation. I'm still feeling it in my head a lot, you know, in my crown and my third eye, just really spinning still.
Well, I'll give you all a little bit just to chillax for a moment. And it's probably going to, that 2017 code there is probably going to take about a good 2 weeks for it to fully integrate. But it will not be, it will still be felt subtly, but not as strong as it is like right now. Mm-hmm. You'll probably feel it right up until probably about a week and a half, and then it starts to dissipate.
Okay, great. Thank you. Whew. Wow. Yeah, definitely drink some water. If you guys have water with you, definitely drink some water.
Yes.
To help. Yeah.
Drink lots of water, maybe a quartz crystal to speed up the integration a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And also, I will tell you, we're not going to quite do the blessing from the elders yet, because mm-hmm. usually the elders will pop in at right towards the very end.
Yeah.
But if there's any more phone callers, you're more than welcome to pop them on if you would like to do that.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we have lots of callers still, and we have questions on the Q&A. But before we get there, I just wanted to quickly talk about your special offer, which
sure
is on the live page. You can just click on special offer. And if you're on the phone, you can go to awakentohappinessnow.com/Brian12. And where is it here? So this special offer is it's a 60-minute session with you, right, Brian, and a digital download. So can you tell them a little bit about what a session with you looks like?
Okay, well, what a session with me looks like is basically you have me for a whole hour. So first off, what I like to do is I like to open up the session with some light language. I do not record the session, so anybody that is wanting to record it are more than welcome to. If I record my sessions, normally 9 times out of 10, they either go lost on my computer or they mysteriously get deleted somehow. So that is the reason why I do not record my sessions. But if the other person likes, if the recipient likes to record, they're more than welcome to. But, my guides like to delete my recording. So,
fine.
But a session with me is I open up the session with some light language, which is probably about 2 to 3 minutes of light language activation, which blesses the energy for the accurate information to come through. Then I ask if the recipient has a question. And if they do have questions, we usually go into that questions. If they do not, normally how I go about a 60-minute session is I start off with a chakra and aura cleanse, and we go through the chakras, and I tell them exactly what happened. And then we move forward after the chakra and aura cleanse, and either there we can go through questions or we can go through activations, code sequencing, star key codes, or upgrades, DNA activations. We could also talk about possibly doing some type of magic spell for love, money, opening up your spiritual growth. It's endless possibilities with a session with me, because sometimes I'll get creative and with a session you'll receive a guided crystal grid that you can stare at during the session. It all depends on how your guides flow with it and how my guides flow with it, because I try to personalize and individualize each of my sessions to the client, mm-hmm. and that's what all my clients love about me is I make them unique and individual.
Absolutely, and you never know what where it's going to go, you know, and it's always, I've always received more than I came for, you know, so it's always so helpful. So absolutely, if you can get a session with Brian, I highly recommend it. Thank you, Brian. And so the special offer is $99. So you can go ahead and take a look at that, see how that resonates with you. So now we're going to go back to the phone lines and the Q&A quickly. Hold on, let me just see where we are. Let me refresh my screen. All right, so we'll go to the phone lines. Phone number ending in 5712, 5712. Hello?
Hello.
Hi, Marlene.
Hello.
Hi. Let me see. Did you get my message about the package when I went to click on it? Okay.
Yeah, it's fine now. Thank you. I don't know what happened.
All right.
Yeah, I got the email as well, so thank you. I'll respond to that a little bit later.
Yeah. She was like, no, you can't get this package. Anyway, I'm like, I'm getting through to you. So anyway, I would love to know if I am supposed to be doing something other than what I'm doing to bring in the correct clients and finances.
Okay. So what is your technique now?
Well, I actually work with people with their financial realm, and they seem to be getting like immediate breakthroughs. So,
yeah.
Then there's a lot of them that have, poverty conscience, whatever that's been coming to me.
Yeah, poverty consciousness, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so what is your name, dear?
Marlene.
Marlene. Okay, Marlene. So what I automatically heard was I heard in big, big, loud, just tell her to trust. And you're getting really magnificent breakthroughs during this time because we have a lot of powerful planets in the sky at this moment, and you are definitely a supreme manifester. You actually have the mastery frequency, the healer frequency, and also the ascended master frequency, all helping you here. There is one thing that I would recommend is purifying your field after each client, because there is some sluggish energy down around your feet, knees, and hips. Okay, and for some reason I get a limp on the left hip. What's going on there? I kind of feel as if it's a fear of moving forward.
Well, there was one, and I moved physically.
Okay, give me just a second so I can speak with your guides for a second. Anokota ishtasi an ewa koto orki na hayane ebi an ashto kosia. Atine ekwa ata saniata ishte ekuna kaata. All right, another thing that they are wanting you to do with your clients is teach them about self-care, because a lot of your clients are burnt out. Okay, a lot of your clients are burnt out, and they lack of nurturing themselves. Also, I keep on seeing you sitting down at the computer and either typing or speech to text, because I see chapters being written, almost like you're writing a book. Are you writing a book?
Well, yeah.
You are?
Oh, yeah, I started it, I stopped it, you know, that kind of thing, because I had a lot going on in my life.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, start it back up, dear. Start it back up because Toth is actually going to help you with that. Toth and I see also Mother Mary, and then I see, and this is pretty weird, because I see also Vishnu. Vishnu is a Hindu guy or a Hindu god, and Vishnu is very powerful, very powerful. And I also see you doing what I would like to call a money retreat. Okay, mm-hmm. And I don't know exactly what encompasses in this retreat or what is going to be encompassed in this retreat, but for some reason I hear she's going to be teaching the class about ancestor money and money for the ancestors.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever that is.
I know what it is.
Okay, good.
I also had scheduled a financial webinar coming up. So.
Okay, good.
Yes. Very interesting. So is there anything that I have told you here that has provoked a question of anything?
Well, I have, second question. I've been wondering, am I going to, get remarried this year, or is that being held back still? I'm just...
Okay, let's see. Okay, so basically what they're saying is that you need to focus upon your strengths at this moment because this is your freedom time to kind of, or this is your free time to balance your career and your home life to eventually start getting out there and mingling with your, soon to be twin flame. Your twin flame, has already been in the vicinity, but I don't think you have already met that particular person yet. If you have, I think it's just a friendship at the moment. But then again, I don't feel as if this person is in your environment yet, as far as around you. But I do see he's within the vicinity. This person is okay, so what I'm hearing is that it's in between October and February of next year is when this person will come in.
Okay.
Okay, but this is from March to October. That is time for you to balance your home life and your career.
Yeah, that's what I'm working on.
All right. Well, that balance is coming, dear, so do not worry.
Okay. Everything's been, confirmed, yes. And now I might be able to go look at your package.
Wonderful. So I look forward to working with you, sweetheart, and let angel wings guide your dreams, and blessed be, and namaste, sweetie.
Thank you.
You're
Thank
very
you,
welcome.
Marlene. Okay, wonderful. All right, so how are you doing, Brian? Do you want to take a question from the Q&A?
Sure thing.
Okay. All right, so I have one from Sandy. And Sandy says, Brian, can you help me with my beloved Cher? I'm hoping
okay.
You know what that means.
All right. So, okay. So let's, is Cher spelled C-H-E-R?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, all right. So we're going to send out a healing for Cher.
and we're going to, okay, so, all right, so here is a fairy healer that is going to come in and speak through me and work with Cher. And for some reason, I feel as if Cher is possibly is someone close to Sandy's heart, and I kind of feel as if maybe it may possibly be a fur baby. So let's do this thing. All right, take a deep breath in, Sandy, and.
Ori in Ania Bella, those go to him, Astewa. Ewa naki antemi hana, ewa ta ish. Beko to un, naste et ekea. Epa to oram, eni a kine ewa. Doku to hush, vente a ni aka. Hello, Nanny, Namayala Kia Deon. Those cantane, Tempia Canarian. Oron to Cantayne Emia. Jante Kia Tatia.
And allow for that energy to flow. Okay, and Sandy, I'm also going to put Cher on my healing list for 30 days, whether this be emotional issues, whether it be physical issues, it will be taken care of.
Beautiful. Thank you. All right, so let's see where we are now. Are you, you want to take a call from the live caller?
Sure thing.
We're going to go to the web call, and we have Linnell on the web call. I'm going to unmute you, Linnell. Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
How are you?
Hello.
Good.
Not sure which one's going. Okay. What a wonderful timing today was incredible because I had no idea I was going to be able to get here, and I'm so happy I did because those chants have just been body altering. I'm not quite sure why I was able to get here today, except for at this point, just those feelings that you shared with me had been incredible. So I just wanted to thank you. I can't even remember what question I had. I'm still tingling. So mm-hmm. I thank you so much. Is anyone screaming at me to say something, or I'm not sure?
Let's see. What's your name again, sweetie?
Linnell.
Okay. Linnell. What is it that Linnell needs to know? Okay, darling. So, they scream at me, self-care, all right? They also tell me that you have to love and care for yourself first before you care for anyone else, all right? You must start putting yourself first, Linnell, because if you do not put yourself first, people are going to take advantage of you, walk all over you. You also got to remember, sweetie, that that you're basically one of them people that are persistent you're persistent on your path, okay? But you tend to forget a little bit about yourself, and
And I don't know if this is something that you're just used to, but it feels to me like you're the glue to everyone else, or you're the glue to your family. And everybody seems to want your advice or need your advice, and you don't give enough to yourself.
Yes, that sounds like me.
Okay. And I just hear that you need to trust yourself more and also care for yourself before you start caring for anyone else. Because, I mean, truthfully, if you don't take care of yourself first, the stress that your body is under, you're going to end up in the hospital.
Okay.
So you need to relieve some of the stress that the body is under, because the body feels to me like it's on the verge of a break. Well, not a breakdown, but more like a burnout.
Right.
And I don't know if you've been having issues with a partner or a significant other, but I feel as if there's some trust issues, and also not being able to confide in one another. What's that about?
All the above.
Okay.
Yeah, and the glue, you know, because I just it is to this day unfixable or unworkable or whatever on his part. So I just kind of keep things working, like that glue you said.
Okay.
And I've just become okay with me in tune with my spiritual self and letting it be okay. And,
who's pregnant around you?
No one. I don't
all
think.
All right. Well, someone's going to be pregnant around you, and you'll see this like very, very soon.
Okay. Not me, but that's okay.
No. Not you. This is someone that is, okay, let me see. This is someone that is close to the partner.
Close to what? I'm sorry.
And this is someone that's close to your significant other.
Oh. Okay.
It could be maybe sister, daughter, something along with like that.
I had a dream that my sister all of a sudden became pregnant, and that was very exciting. That was about a month ago.
Okay, well, this could most definitely be her. This could most definitely be her because, okay, and I'm hearing, this will be unexpected because supposedly the sperm donor or the guy is, it feels to me like he thought he was fertile.
Okay.
Okay. So that is just being told to me. And also I do have to say is to you as well, you have a book inside of you and you're meant to teach.
Yeah. Women.
Yeah. Women in general, women and teen girls.
Teen girls need my strength in the biggest way. I just started looking into how I could counsel at the schools like 2 days ago, because I know they need me.
There you go.
Yeah, they need you, darling, and you know you got this. You got this, so put your heels down in that ground and stay grounded. Keep your head up and your shoulders lifted and say, I can do this. I am strong and I am able.
I have that necklace on. My necklace says I can do it.
There you go. Yes, you can do it.
My sister made this, and I put it on right before the show started. She's in spirit now, so that's pretty cool. Thank you for touching me.
You're very welcome, dear.
You were godsend today, or divine, or whatever everybody wants to call it.
Well, I look forward to working with you because I hear a small little voice say, she'll be working with you. She'll be working with you. Don't worry.
I think so, too. Cool.
I look forward to it, sweetie.
Thank you so much.
You are very welcome.
More chance? They're phenomenal. Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much.
You are very welcome, dear. Much love to you. Let angel wings guide your dreams. Blessed be, and namaste.
Namaste. That was wonderful. Oh, I don't even... I'm just going to go cry.
Well, those are tears of joy.
Oh,
so,
the laughter, too. The little happy fairies are just dancing around. Oh, my God.
Well, you do not worry at all, sweetie. And I wanted to announce everybody, Alara is having a little bit of issues. She got knocked off and she is reconnecting. So I'm just kind of holding the spot here, waiting for her to get back on. So, sweetheart, you totally do not have to worry about a thing because, your sis has you, and so does the wonderful guides that you have. They absolutely adore you, and will make sure that that they see you through.
Oh, thank you. They can make it a little easier with my spouse.
Well, definitely, I'll see what I can do with that, and I will see. I will make sure I see something through with that.
The spouse
just feels to me like there's stress that he's under, as well as also some limiting thought forms within his energy field, and I also get some reptilian energy as well with him, which isn't a good thing at all. So you might want to command for all the reptilian energies to be removed and sent to the Great Central Sun to be repolarized for the good of all humanity, never to return again.
Okay.
And bind all oaths, vows, contracts, commitments, obligations, limitations, and send them to the Great Central Sun. But yeah, you don't have any issue or anything to worry about. Those teenage girls need you, and those ladies need you, and definitely keep that head up and put one foot in front of the other and keep marching.
I will. I'm so thankful for this. Like, it's almost like a jacket or an extra, like a, you know, like the championship belt. Like, I've got that support.
Yes. And know that you can do this. Say, I am strong and I am able.
I am strong and I am able.
There you go.
Thank you.
All right, my love.
Thanks,
you
Brian.
Take care. You're welcome, sweetie.
Yay. Okay. Do I turn it off?
Alara? Okay, I don't know if she's back. Okay, you there, Alara? Okay, I can't hear you. Alara?
Yoo-hoo. Okay. All right.
Oh.
I think I'm here.
Here. Freak out.
I'm back. Yay. There we go. All right, that's better. Sorry about that. I got disconnected, and I just could not get back on. It was, like, unbelievable. I tried everything. So I just caught the tail end of Linnell's stuff that you were telling her. So good for you, Linnell. And like Brian said, you know, just go do it. Just do it. So thank you. Thank you for holding down the fort, Brian.
You are more than welcome, sweetheart. And I was like, where'd she go? Where'd she go?
Yeah, it happens. Sometimes, you know, stuff happens. What can you do?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right, so where were we
down
now?
The fort for you.
Yes, thank you. All right, where are we now?
Well, I just got finished with the lady that just hung up, and and I believe now that the elders would like to come through.
Okay,
so
perfect.
How about we do the elder blessing? And these are elders from many, 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 many different types of galaxies, universes, and planets and stars. Okay. I speak with Delphinian masters, which are elders. I speak to Sirian elders and Arcturian elders and Orion elders. So these are elders that are going to have many tones of voice and many dialects. So just kind of hold on to your pants and kind of just grab a hold of something. And we are ready for liftoff.
Take
a deep breath in.
Te go rombo go pona kian na hai, den to hokorian na is, den pe antarian teo akaturian, esta fin akata is, woko na him. Hela korian ta yeme estento, eshe kan teo akaturian ne, akat ame a ti at aste kian. Orion te pakiante ewa. Una satiante kina shata in makiata arum. Et tu makias. Denti hanai. Et ewa. Dos kotoyin. Ina ten orion paiende e kento. Aste senti ashante ewa. Do una satian alien. Epa ta ashtakian. Ina si ademo ku una. Zapati ene, usta se et ina ki awa. Eno hokurian ta ina vakia. Zelien tu hokos. Venu, hian, osan, estebo, ranni. Oriano kotayan elis. Kurian te hisin. Er makia. Ita kian tu son te adorem. Esiante este ki ante sempo ur. O unosta, gente hekian, anne ewa, dande hesten pokoto ur, daste kina hiena aram, et unosta sianne ekeno, romba koto ur yuntais, ventienarien teo akandur, dande hetea makiais, zinta kia ewa nastantea, Dona Haya Russia, Dona Haya Russia, Dona Haya Russia, Dosta Punamei, Wanahane Ekian, Urantayin Namakia, Asteno Punasati, Ejantemokur, Dansteni Akin at Ewa, Dona Kuriantayami, Astewa, Doskon, Dalian, et en, dasete zante akano, rompakata aste dekien, elianu, istan, jelen, isen akasa de sambura, ok onasateyen nehekeno, kohuna katayeste namehi. Et est Kadaish. Varum Kohun Anahi Enyamasa Esteno Gur Dashtani Anaam Enu Nani Esteno Ronto Kohin Estarian de Enu Sapoyan Sendri Sinavahain Et Enu Goshono Rampian.
Deep breath in. Bring that energy up and through your root chakra, your sacral, your solar plexus, your heart, your throat, your third eye, down into your well of dreams, at the back of the head, up and out the crown chakra, doubling back into the fourth eye, beaming down into the pineal gland, all the way down the Shoshana. Activating the exhale blueprint at the perineum. And deep breath in, dear.
All right, allow for that energy. Oh, that elder blessing is probably going to take about 2 to 4 hours for it to fully integrate. A lot of you may be a little drowsy or lethargic. I would highly recommend taking a nap or resting or hopping in bed and having a movie night. But the energies are absolutely immense, and they are tingling ever so quickly. So enjoy this energy, and I very much appreciate all of you listening.
Beautiful. Oh, thank you so much, Brian. That was beautiful. What a powerful, powerful call. All these activations, and not just the activations that Brian had planned, but also the ones that he did with the individual callers and questions as well. They were also powerful. So you definitely want to take a look at the special offer that's available from Brian at awakentohappinessnow.com/Brian12. And just come back to your heart space and integrate all these energies. And like Brian said, some of these activations will take some time for to fully integrate. So just be aware of that in the next little while. And from this space in your heart, you know, it's so expanded because of all these wonderful energies that we've been receiving today. Just send out love and blessings to everybody on the call, to everybody in your community, your family and your friends, your loved ones, to yourself, to me, to Brian. Send out just unconditional love and blessings and gratitude for what just an amazing call, wonderful energies. And like I said, Brian is so giving and so generous, and he has like so much information and wisdom that flows through him to help each individual person. It's going to be a different remedy, let's say, for each person. It's going to be totally different. So just know that, you know, when you do have a session with Brian, it will be what you need in that moment, you know, at that time. So thank you again so much, everyone, for all of your questions. I know, I'm sorry, we couldn't take everybody's questions and callers, and we'll have to have Brian come back again, obviously, right? So, and Brian,
yes.
Thank you so much. It's always so much fun. So many powerful energies.
You are very, very welcome, Alara. And I just want to speak just one last little bit of light language with all of you. And this is just a quick love blessing. No drums included or anything. Anu katahiste napi atasha to kuura katayin. E wasasi an aqua to ura. Ina makayo de estor ishta akanai. Elore am akiasta anu ura akani. Eseto osoko nahai. Estor im akani. Asi ato kuura kata anahi. Anu, ewa, tonahaya rasha. And take a deep breath in. And thank you all, everyone, for being with us today. And thank you, Alara, for having me. And I hope everyone enjoyed the show. And let angelings guide your dreams. Blessed be. And namaste to everyone.
Thank you, Brian. Thank you, everyone, and continue to live your life filled with joy, peace, love, abundance, and happiness. Drink lots of water. Be gentle with yourself. Listen to your body, what it needs in the next, you know, definitely the next few hours, but the next few days. Okay. So thank you, everyone. Much love and blessings always. Until next time. Bye for now.
Bye now.